Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, this just in, if you can believe it.
Uh-huh.
A reality television couple might not make it.
Oh, my God. Not even Mama's beer cheese could save this couple.
I don't like knowing about that.
I don't either.
But Brittany Cartwright from The Valley is airing everything out on national TV, and that includes plenty of details about her marital problems with her husband and former lead douche on Vanderpump Rules, Jax Taylor.
Yeah, so they announced their separation back in February, and now Brittany is making the rounds, and she's talking about everything that went wrong in their marriage, including some problems in the boudoir.
We got to keep those viewership numbers up, up, up.
Oh, God.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Friday, April 12th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. If you've been keeping up with Even the Rich, you've heard us talking about Monopoly Go.
That's right. And we're going to keep talking about it. So playing Monopoly Go with your family and friends is truly a delight.
Yeah, there's always something new to do, like partner events where you build on each other's boards, crazy tournaments where you can recruit your friends, or competitions to outdo them on the leaderboards.
And we love competition.
Yeah, we do.
Too much. And if you want to play solo, there's timed events like obscenely massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts or money sprees. It's honestly a really great pastime.
Exactly. Compete with your friends and people all around the world to be the biggest Monopoly tycoon on the leaderboards. So join the fun and download Monopoly Go now, free on the App Store and Google Play. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com.
Richies, you know we love to shop, so it's only fitting that today's sponsor is Saks.com. Saks.com is the perfect place to find new style inspiration.
Yeah, Saks.com has everything for your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for brunch, a bright Chloe blazer for that job interview, or Staud's gold cowboy boots for a concert.
These are all such different vibes, and literally all vibes I would love to be a part of, so... That's
fun. Oh, yeah, definitely. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Saks.com. Give me that
hot sauce. I live for my kid.
Don't cry.
See, I can't even have an emotion.
No, you can't.
I don't feel like he's attracted to me. Like, we don't have sex ever.
It's so hard to be married sometimes.
There's a rumor about Jax cheating online.
You were texting...
So, Richies, that's a teaser clip. I was like,
just
I don't
your
even...
face.
Because I viscerally dislike this person.
I have to say, I despise everyone but maybe three people on The Valley. Like, I can't stand so many of them.
I don't. I tried to watch one episode and I was like, uh-uh.
Well,
I'm already having to watch Vanderpump this season. It's too many shitty personalities. But Richies, that was a teaser clip from Bravo's new reality show, The Valley, which premiered last month. Mm-hmm. The show features husband and wife cast members Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright, who made names for themselves on Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. Now, they've been together for 9 years. Yeah. They've been married for four.
Yeah.
But based on what we heard in that clip, it sounds like, I don't know, maybe the marriage isn't a great idea for either one of them. Maybe.
Yeah.
But their marital problems have made tons of headlines lately. And before the first episode of The Valley even aired, Brittany broke the news in a February episode of her and Jax's podcast, When Reality Hits, that they had separated.
My favorite thing about when she first announced the split is, like, we're still going to host our podcast.
I know. That's what we were all most concerned about.
Thank God. Yeah, so Jax wasn't here for this episode. I'm sure that's on purpose. He's not handling this well.
Honestly, he seems like the kind of personality who would want to be there. Like, he just seems so, like, domineering and not at all positive. But
yeah,
she probably secretly recorded it in the closet like I used to.
Yeah. So on the podcast, she said, "Marriages in general are very hard, and I've had a particularly rough year. Jax and I are taking time apart, and I made the decision to move into another home to take some space for the sake of my mental health. And then a month later, in March, Brittany told E! News that she'd been staying in an Airbnb since January so that she and Jax could take some time apart. If everyone remembers those, like, interviews where Jax is, like, in a back alley. He's like, no, we're still together, blah, blah, blah. Like, his story is never the same as hers, ever. She did say that even though they're not living together right now, they still see each other regularly so that they can co-parent their two-year-old son, Cruz. And Brittany told People that she felt like she was being taken for granted and not appreciated by Jax. She said, I'm taking care of my toddler, and I'm also taking care of another toddler named Jax Taylor, because I basically do everything for the household. I just want to feel appreciated and want to feel wanted by the person that I'm married to. So even though their marriage is in trouble and they are living apart, they still have to do promo for the Valley together, mm-hmm. which is awkward. And it's very clear from this recent interview with Access Hollywood that Jax and Brittany are handling this split very differently.
We're separated right now, and it's my personal life on that part. I just kind of want to keep that aside, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, I'll talk about it.
I was going to say, Brittany, you're also in the marriage.
I don't want to bring it up.
Yep. Yeah. You know, we just haven't been getting along for a very long time, and I deserve to be happy, so I decided to take some time and have some alone time for a while we figure things out.
So, Richies, if you've followed Jax and Brittany, you know this marital trouble is not totally shocking news. Even if you haven't followed them, like me, you know this isn't shocking news.
Yeah.
They've had more than their share of rough patches over the years. Mm-hmm. An example, back in 2017, it came out that Jax had cheated on her. They split up for a few months, but then they got back together. So now that they've separated again, some people assume there must be some cheating going on. Right. But Jax shut down those rumors when he spoke to E! News last month. He said, we're just having a little communication issue right now. I know it's shocking, but people sometimes just don't get along, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Weirdly, most of these people that don't get along are with him. It's almost like you would realize there's a common denominator
yeah.
there.
He's like, honestly, I'm an asshole, and that's basically the end of the story. So,
yeah. Yeah.
So Brittany did back up Jax's claims that he didn't cheat, and she told E! News that the reason they broke up was because they got into a bad fight and she decided to pack up her stuff. And last week, Brittany was on Watch What Happens Live, and Andy Cohen brought up the cheating rumors, and he asked her directly if Jax had cheated.
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware of.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. I did all the digging. Like, we made sure. Yeah, we made sure that wasn't true. Janet from the Valley, she like dove in and was like, no, let's figure everything out. So we already knew that wasn't true by that point, so.
Don't get me started on Janet.
I want to get you started on Janet. I wish I could remember which one she is, because I should have watched that episode with a cheat sheet.
She's the pregnant one.
Oh, okay. I know who she is.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't like her. And in this week's episode, Jax was like, you know, I see a lot of myself in Janet, where she kind of like lights a fire and then like walks away. Mm-hmm, and it's like, well, if Jax Taylor sees a similarity between you two, then there's a problem.
If Jax were to ever say that to me, I would immediately turn off all social media and like remove myself from society, because I'm clearly a problem.
He didn't say it directly to her. It was like in a confessional, you know, when they're like being interviewed. But I mean, like, but, yeah,
if I'd heard that, yeah, like I'd heard him say that about me, I'd be like, this isn't good.
Yeah.
But Jax, apparently, at least according to Brittany, may not be having sex with other people. But according to the teaser clip we played at the top of the episode, he's not knocking boots with his own wife either.
Yeah.
In the latest episode of The Valley, in one of Brittany's confessionals, she says that when she and Jax first started dating, they were having sex 24/7, which is more or less normal, I think.
I think that's more or less not true at all.
But I mean, just like at the beginning of dating, everyone's banging like rabbits. But then things changed dramatically for them to the point where they were only having sex twice a year.
Yeah. So at another point in that same episode, Jax says, I think it's safe to say that the romantic spark is just not there right now. I will take blame. I let the spark fizzle. And then he added, it's not fair to either one of us. It's especially not fair to my wife. She deserves to have a man be loving to her. So obviously, we don't know whether Jax and Brittany will be able to reignite that spark, but she doesn't seem very optimistic. So on a recent episode of the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast, Brittany said that she doesn't see them getting back together anytime soon. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, not for the first time, Brooke. Mm-hmm. Brittany and Jax are going through a rough patch.
Yeah.
We all get to see it. Where's this going to end? Are we finally done with Jackson Brittany headlines, or is this just a bump in the road to keep those numbers of the Valley up, up, up?
I mean, I was just watching another interview that she did, and the interviewer was like, so do you consider yourself single? And she was like, well, you know, we haven't really had that conversation. She's like, am I ready to mingle? Maybe. She's like, I think the point of a separation is to, like, see if we want to be together, be with other people. And she's like, you know, there are days where I'm just, like, ready to end it. And then there are days where, like, I want to keep the family together because they obviously have a kid. It's harder with a kid. But, and the interviewer also asked if they didn't have a kid, would they be together? Mm-hmm. And she was like, it would be a lot easier if we didn't have a kid. So I think she would probably end it if there was no kid involved. But she said from the beginning that it's in Jax's court now. Like, she told him the things that need to change. She said he's not doing any of those things yet. So I don't think anything's going to change until he puts in some effort. So if she finally comes to her senses, like, I feel like we've all been yelling at our TV for years for Brittany to get away from Jax and stop enabling him.
Literally. This is the first couple that I remember ever seeing.
Really?
When we lived together and you were watching Pump. Because I remember I was like, I had thought something about him and you're like, no, he's not. And it was just like, this guy's awful.
Yeah.
From the get-go.
And like, shockingly, he's not even the one that I'm like currently most pissed at on the Valley, which says a lot about the people on the
Poor pregnant Janet.
No, not even Janet. Jesse.
Who aren't you pissed at on the show? My God.
I'm not pissed at Kristen.
Okay.
I'm not pissed at the former pageant girl. She's really sweet. She seems really sweet. And her husband seems nice too.
Her husband is one I didn't like.
He was talking about love languages in the last episode and like knowing your partner's love language. And the other Jax and Jesse were like, what's that? It's like, you guys are idiots. And that's why you're both separated right now and going through divorces. Yeah. Like, you're idiots.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure, you know, these separations will help them both go through some introspection and come out the other side better human beings than they started.
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure that'll be season two. We're all better now.
And if you look outside, you'll see pigs in the air.
Uh-huh.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, you can give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freesawn Sync.
Peter Johansson is our senior producer. Our writer-producers are Michaela Myers and Liam Garrow.
Our sound engineers are John Lloyd and Sam Ada.
Our video producer is Chris Kirk.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie for Wondery.
And we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, where twice a week I speak to meditation teachers, top research scientists, and even the odd celebrity about how to do life better. And on a recent episode, I spoke to the huge global pop star Dua Lipa about how she does her own life. What are the non-negotiable practices and principles for her?
Those are just like life things that I like to live by. Never do the same job twice and never leave today's thing for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really important things.
The episode is incredible and actually quite practical, especially when it comes to creativity. Is it true that in typical overachiever fashion, you wrote 97 songs for this record?
Yeah, I wrote 97 songs. We wrote a lot of songs, but not all of them are good. You know, that's the other thing. Like, I have to write myself into a good idea.
To listen to this episode and more, follow 10% Happier on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.